When Soyla Gonzalez's son was killed, she quickly believed she knew who was responsible. She had video of the killing from social media, and she shared it with Chicago police, but no one was arrested. Gonzalez waited for months and months. This weekend, her wait ended as Chicago police arrested a 27-year-old for the shooting. The arrest brought relief to Gonzalez and her family, but it also brought all the pain and anguish of her son's death flooding back. WBEZ's Patrick Smith reports.
Gonzalez's sweet, doting son, Christopher Torrios, was gunned down during a celebration for Mexican Independence Day after he tried to stop a fight. With videos of the killing circulating on social media, it felt like everyone knew who pulled the trigger. But no arrest.
I was mad. I feel like discrimination because I didn't see no flyer, nothing, a reward or something. They say they were looking for him.
But on Monday afternoon, sitting on her front porch, looking out at her well-tended garden in Little Village, Gonzalez was feeling a sense of relief.
Well, now I'm happy, you know, that they got him.
Last weekend, police arrested Martin Torres in South Suburban Steger and charged him with first-degree murder.
When I received the news, I start crying, and I had one of my friends in front of me, and I hugged her, and we start crying.
Gonzalez and her son talked on the phone or texted just about every day. She says they would send each other goofy selfies. Torrios was chubby, a big eater, she says, who loved coming over to eat her home-cooked food. Sitting on her front porch with rain clouds threatening overhead, Gonzalez recalls the last time she saw her son alive, a few days before he was gunned down.
I was sitting just there where you are, and he parked there in front, and I start smiling, and he starts smiling, and he's like, you know, like where he walked.
Like so, he sort of ambles up. Like,
yeah, trying to. He stand there because he was tall under the first.
So he was like a few steps down, so you guys were eye to eye.
In the same.
Yeah, because he's a lot taller than you.
Mm-hmm. And I was standing, I remember hugging him like that very hard. And that's something that I don't never gonna forget. That I still can feel his stomach with mine, like, you know.
Since learning about the arrest, Gonzalez says she's repeatedly woken up unsure if it was all a dream. So she looks at Torres's mugshot.
I grab the phone and see the picture, and they say, you know, he's here. Like, they got it right here. So yeah. I say, okay, go back to sleep. It's true.
Sometimes cases are brought to a conclusion immediately. They may take a little longer.
Rahman Muhammad is deputy chief of detectives at the Chicago Police Department. He says he understands why Gonzalez and her family were so frustrated while her son's alleged killer was on the run.
It's important for us to give the victim's family a voice, you know, that space to where they can vent and definitely express their frustration.
But he says the arrest of Torres, about 30 miles south of Chicago, is proof they don't give up on cases after a few months. Muhammad would not provide details on how they located Torres. All he would say was that some new information came to their attention, and the Fugitive Task Force followed up on that relentlessly.
When an offender is in hiding, they are in hiding. So as soon as that head pops up from underneath that rock, we'll be there.
Back on Gonzalez's front porch, the news of the arrest in her son's case has stirred up complicated emotions. Relief, but also painful memories of his death.
It's like everything went, like, again. Like, I remember since the first time I went to the hospital, everything. So it's hard. It's hard, too.
And Gonzalez says she feels for Torres' mother as well. She knows that if she gets the justice she wants, it will mean destroying another family and taking a son away from his mother. Torres is currently being held in the Cook County Jail. He is due in bond court today. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.